No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 14th day of March. Thanks so much for spending a bit of your Thursday with us. I'm David Brown. So, Texas, heard any political news today? Yeah, that's what I thought. For yours truly, the avalanche of texts started sometime around 5 or so yesterday afternoon. First, it was a text from our senior producer, and then from someone I know in California who texted me about a minute later. Is it true? Question mark. I don't know. I wrote back. Gotta wait till Thursday morning. Well, here in the Lone Star State, where Beto O'Rourke ran a robust campaign that almost toppled a Republican incumbent senator, Beto's attempt at playing the Hamlet of the 2020 election cycle was not exactly convincing. After all, he's on the cover of Vanity Fair at the moment, not an accidental shot, mind you, despite the photo bombed by a sad-eyed Labrador. And let's be honest, few Texas supporters of the former Democratic congressman from El Paso really imagined he'd sit out this upcoming election cycle, right? The real question was always which race and when he would announce. He answered the former question back in February when he told reporters he had no real interest in trying to challenge Texas Republican John Cornyn, a fight Cornyn seemed to openly fear. And now, as of around 4:30 this morning El Paso time, we have confirmation in a homey video release with his wife at his side on the sofa, Beto leaning forward into the camera.
Amy and I are happy to share with you that I'm running to serve you as the next president of the United States of America.
And with that, a second prominent Texas Democrat is tossing his hat into the ring, hoping to take the White House back for the Democrats, which brings us to 15 Democrats in the running. And those are just the ones who've made it official. Richard Pineda is an associate professor in the Department of Communication, and he is director of the Sam Donaldson Center for Communication Studies, University of Texas at El Paso. Professor Pineda, welcome.
Good morning, David.
So he is 46, more Gen X than Baby Boomer. That Vanity Fair article casts him as a kind of Kennedy of the Southwest. How does he fare against that other Texas Democrat who's in the running, former HUD Secretary Julian Castro?
Well, I think given the performance that O'Rourke had in the Senate race, he's already head and shoulders above Castro. And I think one thing that's interesting is that it really is an interesting case study in how long your recency on the table lasts. And to a certain extent, I think that Secretary Castro probably should have run in the last presidential race as a candidate instead of waiting to be potential running mate material. So I think in that regard, O'Rourke comes out of the gate strong against his fellow Texan.
Let's talk a little bit about that race that you mentioned. Beto O'Rourke ran against Ted Cruz. It's in large part, it seems like he considers it a rationale of his candidacy. Let's listen to a clip from his announcement.
This is going to be a positive campaign that seeks to bring out the very best from every single one of us, that seeks to unite a very divided country. We saw the power of this in Texas.
Well, question mark here. Did we really see the power of it in Texas? I mean, he did lose the race.
Well, I think that's a great point, David. And I think one of the challenges that O'Rourke faces is figuring out how to capitalize on the energy that is more grassroots. And so engaging younger voters, which I think they did a reasonable job in Texas, and also engaging some folks that might be on the periphery of the Republican Party. Those would be traditional Republican voters who might be concerned about the direction the president is headed in. I think that probably is helpful. I mean, to look at some of the numbers where they were able to move Republican voters. Mm-hmm. And I think when you get into thinking about battleground states and the presidential map, that's certainly something that would help a campaign feel comfortable about running a candidate. I do think that the big part of the question mark is coming into this with a loss. So fundamentally, the pieces of running a campaign in a state like Texas, which is large, I think are important lessons. But the question then becomes, can you run a 50-state race? And he becomes the CEO of the Beto brand today, but then he also becomes the CEO of 50 small corporations. You know, that corporation in North Dakota may only have 20 people, but that corporation in Florida will probably have 2,000 or 3,000 people. I think, the real challenge.
You know, it's interesting, though, before you can start winning over those Republicans in places where it really starts to matter, you have to reckon with the fact that he's got to win that nomination. And he is a white man in a Democratic Party that's been transformed by social media. By many accounts, a party that wants someone with a different experience and a worldview, which is to say a person of color or a woman. And there are people of color and women with more political experience in this race than Beto, and candidates much further to the left as well, right?
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think that in the primary season, I think there's a really strong chance that it's going to be incredibly bruising across the board. And I think Democrats as a whole probably need to be cautious about how they approach the primary. To a certain extent, it was a bruising primary for the Republican Party that took out a lot of the more likely politically experienced candidates and pushed candidate Trump ahead. And I think just from a campaign perspective, I think the Democrats as a whole and then individual candidates have to be thinking about what the primary looks like and in fact, how much they're willing to gut each other going into the tail end of the primary.
Richard Pineda is director of the Sam Donaldson Center for Communication Studies at the University of Texas at El Paso. Professor, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us on the Texas Standard.
You're welcome, David.